Okay, let's start our discussion of Yechezkel, Perek Mem, as we get into the Prakim about the Binyan Shlishi, the third Beis HaMikdash. And the Rambam tells us, this Perek, even before that, let's just read the beginning, Be'asrim v'chamesh shana l'galusenu, from the 25th year, Yechezkel had this vision, the 25th year from the Galus, when he went into Galus, right? He went into Galus before the Churban, Be'Rosh Hashanah, Be'asar l'chodesh, that means in the Yovel year, because which year has Rosh Hashanah on the 10th? That's the Yovel. They didn't have Yovel anymore because they were b'churbana, but ba'arba esrei shana achar asher hukso ha'ir, 14 years after the churban, be'etzam hayom hazeh ha'isalayad Hashem v'yavayos yishama, Hashem gave me a nevuah and he brought me here, brought me to Yerushalayim, and he's going to have a vision of what the third base of Mikdash is going to look like. And of course, this was to be mechazek Am Yisrael, to be mechazek them, that even though you're b'churban, this is going to be the Beis HaMikdash that you will come back to. The Rambam writes at the beginning of Hilchas Beis HaBechira that there is a mitzvah to build the Beis HaMikdash. Says the Rambam, mitzvahs asei lasos bayis lashem, muchan lios makrivim bo karbanos, v'chogigin alav shalosh pamim bashana. The mitzvah to build a base of Mikdash to bring karbanos, we'll get back to that lashon, be'ezras Hashem, v'chogigin alav shalosh pamim bashana, shenemer ba'asuli Mikdash. V'kfarnis paresh ba'torah, mishkan sha'asa Moshe Rabbeinu. The mishkan details are in the Torah. V'haya lefisha, and that was only temporary. Shenemer ki lovasam ad ata, v'gomer. There's no mitzvah to build a mishkan anymore. But now the mitzvah has taken a different shape. First 14 years in, umisham bo l'shilo, ubanosham b'ishalavanim, uparsu yirios hamishkan alav. Right, that was different. That had walls on the side, but curtains on top. V'lohaisasham tikra, as the Mishnah says in Zvachim, v'shlosh meos v'teisha v'shishim shana amad alav mishkan shilo, 369. Years it stayed in Shiloh. Ukshmeis Eli Charev Ubal Lenov Ubanusha Mikdash. Ukshmeis Shmuel Charev Ubal Legivon Ubanusha Mikdash. Umi Givon Baal Lebeis Ha'el Amim. You may know Vegivon Sheva V'Chavishim Shana. 57 years of that. Now says the Rambam. Kiva Chenivna Hamikdash B'Yerushalayim Ne'asru Kala Makomos Kulan Livnos Ben Bayis Lashem Olakir Bahen Karban. Once we have Yerushalayim and the Beis Hamikdash there, there's no other place. Ve'ain Sham Bayis L'Dorei Doros Ela B'Yerushalayim Belvad Ubahar Maria Sheba. Fine. And now, when they bid, that was Bayis Rishon. Binyan Shabana Shlomo, Kfar Mefurish B'Malachim. So the Mishkan is in the Torah. Binyan Shlomo is in Malachim. V'chein Binyana Asid Lihibanos. And so too the Binyan that will be built. Afal Pichu Kasab Yecheskel. Even though it's written in Yecheskel here in Perek Mem, Mem Aleph and Beis. Eino Mefurash U'Mivuar. It's not 100% clear. We're going to read some of the Psukim. It's not 100% clear how it looked. We have ideas. It's very different than the other Batei Mikdash. The Anshe Bayisheni is a fascinating thought to think about. Right? Bayisheni, when they built Bayisheni, they already had these Nevuahs of Yechezkel. Yechezkel lived earlier. They already had these Nevuahs, and yet they didn't build the Beis HaMikdash, as is described here. Why? Because they didn't know how to... They did. They thought they did. But Hashem did not reveal to them the exact explanations of these Nevuahs, because the plan was that this was for the Bayis Shlishi, and Hashem knew that this was not going to be eternal, and therefore it wasn't clear. That's the Rambam's lashon here. Eino mafurashu mavuar. V'anshei Bayis Shlishi kishabanu bimei Ezra banu kibinyan Shlomo umein hadvarim amafurashim biyecheskel. They built it like the, a little bit like the first, a little bit like the third, a little bit different. That's described in detail in the Mishnayos and Maseches Midos. So Bayis Rishon is described in Malachim, Bayis Sheni is described in Midos, and Bayis Shlishi is described right here. We just don't understand everything from the details of these psukim, as we will see. Good. There is a general idea, very important machlokas, when we talk about Beis HaMikdash and the messages of the Beis HaMikdash. And again, we're not going to read. There's a long parak with a lot of details of the different walls. And this parak is really from the outside, Yechezkel showed, all the way up until through the Ulam. Before we get into the closer, the Heichal and Kodesh Kedashim, that'll be in the future, Prakim. But this parak is all about from the outside all the way through the Ulam. So the whole purpose of the Beis HaMikdash, some suggest, is a machlokas between the Rambam and the Ramban. Well, we mentioned before the Rambam, what is the purpose of the Beis HaMikdash? Mitzvah Zaseh La'asos Bayis Lashem, Muchan Lios Makrivim Bo Karbanos. The Iker, the focus of the Rambam is Karbanos. V'chogigin Alav Shalosh Ben Bashana. That we can give Karbanos and we can be Chogeg. The Ramban very famously says, Beis HaMikdash is, the purpose of the Beis HaMikdash is to be a Hemshich of Maimed Har Sinai. The Ramban writes that both in his Akdama to Parshas Truma and his Akdama to Sefer Shmos. The Ramban says, in the beginning of Truma. Hinehem kedoshim ru'uyim she'elehem mikdash la'ashor shchinaso b'neihem. They are ro'uy to have a mikdash. L'chein tziva t'chila al dvar ha'mishkan she'yilo bayis b'socha mikudash l'shmo. They'll have a mishkan v'sham yidaber Moshe v'yitzaves b'nei Yisrael. And there he will talk to Moshe and command b'nei Yisrael. Skipping a little. V'sod ha'mishkan hu she'yia ha'kavod asher shachan al har Sinai shochein alav b'nistar. The secret of the Mishkan is that the kavod, that hashras ha'shchina that happened at har Sinai, should continue in the Mishkan. V'ayah b'mishkan tamidim Yisrael ha'kavod she'nir lohem har Sinai. U'bevo Moshe ha'yay alav adibar she'nir lo bar Sinai. Just like Moshe spoke to Hashem at har Sinai, he's going to speak to them from the Olam Oid, k'moshe amar b'matan Torah. And he says the same thing also at the beginning of Sefer Shmos. That's the purpose of the whole Sefer. That's why the Sefer is Sefer Ha'Geula, right? Up until they come to the, they have the Mishkan as the Torah ends off in Parshas Bekute. But if we take a step back and we think about it, there's a very different purpose. The Ramban is all about a makom for Hashem. While the Rambam is that it's a makom for us to bring karbanos and for us to be chogeg. So one could generalize it and suggest that for the Rambam, Kedusha is man-made. Man-made. We can learn messages from both of these. It's man-made. We create the Kedusha through our karbanos, through our Aliyah L'Regel. For the Ramban, it comes from above. Comes from above, from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And it may be it's Lishitaso, the Machlokas, between the Rambam and the Ramban, about why Lashon HaKodesh is called Lashon HaKodesh. Why is Hebrew called Lashon HaKodesh? So the Ramban quotes the Rambam in the beginning of Parshat Kisisa and argues with him. The Ramban says that the Rambam says, it's from Ur Nevuchim, why is it Lashon HaKodesh? Because there are no, what we would call dirty words. There are no bad words in the language. Al tachshov shenikra lishonin lashon hakodesh l'gaavoseinu l'tohoseinu. Avo bedin ki lashon kedusha lo yimsubo shemos la'evra bi'ila b'zarcho menekeva v'lo l'tipo l'shesen l'tzoa rak b'kinui. Right? Mei raglayim. There's no word urine in lashon hakodesh. For example, it's water of the legs. Mei raglayim. Bathroom is beis hakisei. The house of the, and there's no word for an evra azach or evra nekeva in lashon hakodesh. So it's more about we do not use any words that are inappropriate, the Rambam says. The Ramban says, you know why it's called Lashon HaKodesh? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke to the Nevi'im in Lashon HaKodesh. And Hashem created the world in Lashon HaKodesh. Ki adavar barash Lashon HaKodesh, Kodesh Kadoshim, says the Ramban. Masher basinu koron Lashon HaTorah, Lashon HaKodesh, ubebnei shedivrei HaTorah v'anevuos. V'chol divrei kedusha, kulam b'lashon HaHu. Baruch Hu yis'ale shmo midaber bo im Nevi'ah v'meidaso. Again, a lishitaso about where does kedusha flow from. Does it flow from above, or does it flow from below? Lashon HaKodesh and Beis HaMikdash. Again, there are other examples as well. Smicha, the Rambam says, again, it relates. Not exactly the same. The Rambam says we can restart the smicha. That's not Kedusha, but just that the power of the individual, the Ramban says, no. Going back to Moshe Rabbeinu, the smicha was broken, and that's it. We can't renew the smicha. Right? Famous Rambam in Hilchos Sanhedrin. But again, these are all ideas behind Kedusha, and that could be a machlokas about the purpose of the Beis HaMikdash, Rambam and the Ramban in a certain way. Good. Let's continue. Says the Navi now. Oh, just one other point of Ha'ara. Rabbeinu Bachai says, studying these prakim are crucial. Because these prakim are about Beis HaMikdash, and if we don't have a Beis HaMikdash, it behooves us to study about the Beis HaMikdash. This is the Rabbi Ben Bachai at the end of Ayakel. V'daki asipur binyan mishkan v'kelav. Afa bishen Beis HaMikdash kayam. Mitzvah gedolahi. Ad shamayim yagia schara. Wow. Up until the heavens we get schar for learning these prakim together. V'torahi v'lo mananu tzrichim. V'chein iskiru chazal binyan karbanos. Ki kolam esasik b'lim parshios. Anybody is osek in learning of the sections of the karbanos. As if you brought the carbon. Not only carbonus, besipur in yonei hamishkan v'amigdash, sheish lanu zchus atzuma ve'ekev rav. We have an amazing privilege. Kasher noga b'hem unnege b'hem, when we learn them, v'nishtadel lavim pshutam v'inglem, when we try to study and appreciate the ideas. Ubischus asiva vahekef benigla venistar yashiv shchina solosocho. And through our study, through our learning, all of Sefer Yecheskel and learning about Gog u'Magog, learning about the Beis HaMikdash, it should actually happen. So let's see some of the messages that we could get. So, 25th year of the Galus, 14 years after the Churban, Yecheskel has his vision. B'maros Elokim. Heviani al Eretz Yisrael, in a divine revelation, right, he wasn't actually taken, but in a vision, he is brought to Eretz Yisrael. Rashi says it means Yerushalayim, What do you mean? Is it Yerushalayim or Eretz Yisrael? The Rinas Yisluk suggests, well, the Medrash says that Yerushalayim is going to expand in the future to be as big as Eretz Yisrael. So maybe it means it's the same thing. Vayinicheni al hargavah amod, will bring me up to a high mountain. Right, Yerushalayim is the highest, as we described, says the Radak. Nachon yeh har beis Hashem barosha harim v'nisam mikvaos, according to the pasuk in Yeshayo. So bring me, it'll be very high. Va'alav kimivne ir minegev, we'll see on the southern side, will be Yerushalayim rebuilt. Vayavei osi shama, and he'll bring me there. Hashem will bring me there in a vision. V'hine ish, mar'eyu kamar nachoshes upsil pishtim biyado, I'll see a man. Mara Nechoshes. Nechoshes is a word that was used at the beginning of the Sefer to describe the Malachim. Ukenei Mida, he'll have a measurement, he'll have a rod, a ruler, Omed Bashar, he's going to be my tour guide through the Beis HaMikdash. The Rambam and the Moreh Nevuchim notes that there are different types of visions that people have, that Nevi'im have throughout Tanakh. Hanavua lotia ela b'mare o b'chalom. Right, everyone except Moshe Rabbeinu. Kikasha misnabi anavi. Yesh, the Rambam says, there are four types. Yeshu chose mashal. Sometimes he'll just see a mashal. He'll see something that's unusual and have to decipher it. The Yeshu chose Hashem yisaleh b'mare hanavua medaberimo. Or sometimes he'll see HaKadosh Baruch Hu kaviyacho. Like Yishayo said, Voeshma es kol Hashem omer et mi ashalach umi elech lanu. The Yeshu shomea malach medaberimo. Maybe he'll see a malach, whatever a malach looks like. And that's what he quotes many psukim. And sometimes he'll see a malach in the form of an ish, and he quotes our pasuk. I'm sorry, five. Maybe a navi doesn't see anything. He'll just hear. And you won't even see it. All different types and levels of nevuah. So here is the ish. He sees a malach in the form of an ish. Vayidaber elai ha-ish, and the malach says to me, Ben Adam, Re'ei beinecha, uba'aznecha shema, v'sim libcha, l'chal ashen yamaroscha, see with your eyes, hear with your ears, listen, focus with your heart. In Imre Baruch, Rabbi Simon writes in Devarim, page Shim Mem Ches, right, even to see the Beis HaMikdash, you're not going to get it unless you focus. You're not going to be mushpa and affected by the experience unless you have all of your senses focused on it. Right? What does it say here? Seeing, hearing, and the heart. Uma tablis habayis, says Rabbi Simon. Shu nira le'enayim v'nim dad bakanet zirach she'enav v'ozna v'libo m'chubanam lahavin divrei Torah surely. And we learn from here where Yesod Gadol and Kinyan HaTorah. A person has to be kolei Torah with all of his chushim, all of his senses. If he leaves one out, if he hears but doesn't see, if he sees but doesn't hear, right? If we're listening to a shir but we don't see it inside, if we'll see it inside but we're not listening, if we're not putting our heart into it, so then we're going to miss something. And maybe that's the gavlus of the mitzvah of sukkah, right? Beginning of Avodah Zarah, Daf Gimel. That's the litmus test. Because sukkah, we go in with all of our chushim, with all of our senses. And that is how we are kone. So here too, it's Yechezkel is told, focus on this with all your heart, with all your mind, and I will show you everything that you need to see. Vehinei, the first thing he sees is the outer wall. Again, the measurements are very different than Bayis Sheni and Bayis Rishon. Choma michus labayis. But first he's going from out to in. So he sees the outside, a huge area. Millions of amos. Millions of cubic amos. Choma michutz labayis saviv saviv ubiyado ish kenei amida, and he has a ruler sheish amos ba'amav atofach, he has a ruler that measures in six tefach amos vayomen esrochav abinyan kone echad vekoma kone echad, he's measuring all the walls around. Rashi quotes and the Radak quotes that the eastern wall, as we know this from elsewhere, the eastern wall was shorter because the person who is burning the paraduma on Har HaZeisim, which is east of Har HaBayis, has to be able to see in when he does the Zrikos, and therefore the eastern side wall has to be shorter than all the others. Vayavo, I see all the walls. Vayavo Shar Asher Panav Derech HaKadima, I see all of the thickness of the wall and the doorways and the doorposts, and the psukim describe all of the measurements, and there are different cavities and rooms on the way in. It's a thick wall with offices and rooms and steps going from east to west. Again, let's just pick out some of the details. Some of them might be familiar from what we did back in Malachim Aleph, when we described the Beis HaMikdash there. Look at Pasuk Tazayin, the windows, Vachalonos Atumos. What are Chalonos Atumos? The Mefarshim say here, as well as in Sefer Malachim, that it was a window, that it was the thick wall, and the window was skinnier on the inside and fatter and wider on the outside, which is just the opposite of what we would think, because if you want to bring light in, it should be skinnier on the outside and wider on the inside to bring the light in. But what's the answer? We don't need it for light. The Beis HaMikdash, La'ora Hutzarech, as the Gemara says in Shabbos, doesn't need it for light. It's to more to symbolize radiating out. The light of the Mikdash radiates out. Right? That's what the Pasuk says in Malachim Aleph, Vav Gimel, also there. The Pasuk says, Vav Dalet. Vayas labayas chalone shkufim atumim. Same thing. And Rashi says there, shkufim lashon ri'iya, upsicha vashkafa tfichim mibachutz vatumim mibifnim, ksarim mibifnim shalo kederach shara chalonos, acheros. Ka'asuyos lama'or, laharos she'eno tzarech la'ora. These are not la'ora, but it's exactly the opposite. It's there to radiate out, for Kedusha to radiate out. I saw a similar idea in by some of the Achronim. I saw in the Hadrash V'Ha'iyun and others describing the machlokas between the Tzukim and the Prushim by the fire of the Ketores on Yom Kippur. Right, we paskin that the Kohen Gadol brings the fire in and then smokes it. And makes it, burns it. He puts the k'tores onto the coals once it's inside, not outside, and then bring it in. Unlike how it sounds like in the psukim. But of course, the stukim do the opposite. So what's the message of that? So one idea could be exactly this. First, light the fire inside, and then it radiates out. We don't bring the fire from out to in. We bring it from in to out. And that is why the root of the machlokas, right? Maybe the tzdukim and others think that you could bring shine outside external values of other cultures onto the Torah. It's the opposite. The Torah's values radiate out onto everything else, and that's what's symbolized by the windows. And the psukim continue describing all of the different details of the walls, and then ultimately he's led into the outside courtyard. It was going from Har HaBayis to the outside courtyard, and then he starts going towards the closer in into the inner courtyard. It's still, let's say, compared to the we would compare it to the Ezra's Nashim, right? Remember all the levels of Kedusha, the Mishnayos, the beginning of Maseches Kelim, describe the levels of Kedusha, but that's going on by a Sheni. So all these, there are parallel structures, parallel areas that would connect to the Ezra's Nashim and the Ezra's Kohen and the Ezra's Yisrael and the Ezra's Kohanim, as is described in the Mishnayos there. Interesting detail, Pasuk Mem Beis, there are tables there, Arbar Shulchanos La'ola, Avnei Gazis, the stone tables there, Orech HaMa'achas V'Chatzi V'Rochev, describing the length and the width of the tables and the menorahs and V'Chulu, but the menorahs we didn't get to yet, but the tables here are to put the karbanos on. They're made out of stone, the Mefarshim explained, because we don't want the meat to spoil. So if you had stone or shayish, as was in the other sources, that would make sure that it doesn't spoil. Even though we know one of the miracles that took place in the Beis HaMikdash was that the meat never spoiled. Right? That's the Mishnah in Perkei Avos in the fifth parak. The Mishnah says, Lo hisriach basar HaKodesh Me'olam. It never spoiled. And this is a time period when there was a lot of meat all over the place. There was no electric cooling refrigerators or freezers. And that was an amazing nes. The Medrash Shmuel says, Me'olam, L'Sriach Pasar Kodesh Me'olam, maybe even before the Mikdash. Psar Kodshim had a special midah about it. But again, Ein Som Chanan L'Nes. So we have the stone tables because we don't want to rely on the miracle, but still, that is one of the nisim. There are some that say the Tosfos Yeshanim in Yuma on Daf Chafal says maybe the nisim only occurred in Bayis Rishon, not in Bayis Sheni. Right? That's could be. Again, some Rishonim have that suggestion. But either way, the Yechezkel continues and he's brought closer in. Pasuk Mem Hey, Vaydaber Elai Zal Lishka. He's shown a Lishka Asher Panei Aderech Hadarom. He's shown one office where the facing south. La Kohanim Shomrei Mishmeres Habayis, for the Kohanim that guard the Mishmeres Habayis. And the next pasuk says another office that Panei Aderech Tzafon, for the Kohanim Shomrei Mishmeres Mizbeach. What's the difference? So explain. Rashi explains the Radak. The first Kohanim here means Leviim. This is one of the times in Tanakh where Leviim are called Kohanim. Because sometimes, the Mesudas Sion says, the word Kohen means servant. Servant. Right? We have it back in Shmos. Mamlechas Kohanim, Begai Kadosh. What does Kohanim mean there? It doesn't mean a priest. Right? We're not priests. We're not a king. We're a kingdom, a nation of priests. But we're not all. So if you look at the Rishonim there, Rashi there says, Sarim. Rashi says, in Shmos, in Paragutes, Sarim, like he quotes a pasuk in Shmuel Beis, Uvenei David Kohanim Hayu. The children of David were Kohanim. They weren't Kohanim, like we call them, but they were Sarim, they were princes. Or the Eben Ezra and others say no, it means servants, like here. It's noted to mean servants. So again, the first time it says Kohanim here, it means Levium. The second time, it means actual Kohanim. The Levium are the ones that guard, that do the Shmira, the Mishorim, and the Mishorim. And the Kohanim are the ones that do the Avoda. V'yamin es ha-chatzer, and this person keeps measuring the different walls and the different areas for Yechezkel in order to be able to see what exactly is occurring. There is an interesting ha'ara. If you look back in Pasuk Lamites, it says that there were tables there for other karbanos, lishchot aleim ha'ola v'hachatas v'ha'asham. Right, there are those that say that there aren't going to be karbanos la'asilavo. There's a medrash that says maybe only karban toda, but there are those that say that maybe there won't be. The Rav Kook writes in one place in his siddur, in the Olas Re'ia, that va'arva l'ashem minchas Yehuda, only minchas Yehuda, because all the animals are going to have das. Rav Kook does not write that in other places. And here's Beferish. This is talking about the bayis shlishi. And by the bayis shlishi, it says there are going to be tables for the ola, the chatas, and the asham. Right, there's no asham mincha. Right, there's a minchas chote, okay, and a ola, but ola doesn't sound like, even though mincha of a kohen is kulo kalil, I don't think it would call that ola. Either way, it's pretty mefurish. And again, the Rambam says, by definition, a mitzvah has to be eternal. But either way, this gets us into at least the beginning of the discussion of the third Beis HaMikdash, as is described here, and as, you know, some of the Svarim here have pictures exactly where the steps were, but again, it was a very different structure than the other Bat HaMikdash, and we don't exactly understand it fully, and Mehira Yibana, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give it to us. Okay, maybe next time we'll get into the machlokas between Rashi and Tosfos about who's going to build it, because that also has ramifications if we'll ever have to know in order to build it, or it will come down from Shemayim. Okay, we'll stop here.